Well, hello everybody. Welcome back to the Trick Podcast of Joy at Golso TV on this beautiful Saturday, 1:30. Man, is it like 120 degrees where you are? Well, welcome back to my channel. Welcome back to this episode talking about how to find your zone of genius, how to find your level of highest competence, ability, and skill so that you can be the best at what you're supposed to be doing in this world. So I've been reading a book that's called The Zone of Genius. Excuse me. It's called The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks. And he's an author now in his 60s, 70s. Very gifted man who had an experience when he was, I think, walking on ice and he fell and he hit his head. One of those kind of like enlightening moments. When he finally realized that he wasn't living his authentic self in his relationships at work, he was maybe 320 pounds overweight. He was in a job that he didn't like, in a relationship that he didn't want. And through this basically bump on his head, he kind of had this awakening where he realized why he was doing that. And he talks about four areas that are what he calls our limiting beliefs, or I think he has another term for it. Let me see if I can remember it. Took some notes. They're basically, he says, upper limits. So these glass ceilings, as some people call them, where you are growing in your life, but then you bump up against these issues that bring you back down. Some people call it self-sabotage, where you do things to yourself to basically keep you from accomplishing the goals that you have. And then he talks about these four areas being, he says, burdens, where you feel like you're a burden to somebody else. If you reach your upper limits and your zone of genius, you're going to be a burden to some other people, your family, your friends, your boyfriend, your husband, your wife, your community. Second, you're being disloyal. Same thing, but just a little different word that you know, we don't do that here. We don't get PhDs. We don't build our own business. Christians don't make money. Spiritual people, we should all be poor. You know, you're being disloyal to God, to your faith, to your tradition. Fear, I think that one's pretty self-explanatory. You're afraid of being honest, being true to yourself, because you think you're not qualified enough, you're not smart enough, you don't have the right education or training or parenting. You're afraid that what you really want is not going to be accepted or you're not going to be any good at it. And then the last one, I think he calls it disloyalty. I already said that one. Burden. Feelings. I think those are the only three that I have. Rejected. Burden. So those are the three that I have. I was taking some notes on while reading this book. And it got me thinking about my own life, and hopefully my example can be relevant to you, useful. What is my zone of genius? Now, I love the way he talks about these different zones. By the way, share this broadcast with your friends. Like, comment, subscribe. If you are on YouTube, make sure that you subscribe to my channel. If you're on my podcast, welcome. Give me a 5-star review. If you are on my website, welcome. Twitch, Periscope, all the rest. Thank you for being here. Now, Facebook, of course. Thank you for being here. Leave me a comment below. Give me a thumbs up. Get this video out to more people by interacting with it so that all the different, what do you call those things? Allegories, the whatever that word is, the YouTube algorithms can get this message in front of more people. Very important topic today. So it got me thinking about different levels of genius. And what's the most dangerous level? He talks about the most dangerous level is your zone of excellence. And your zone of excellence is basically that thing that you do well and that makes you money, that perhaps people pay you to do. It could be the thing that you do at work. You maybe have been doing it for 10, 20 years. And he calls it, that's the most dangerous place to be, because you're settling for something that provides security, income, stability. The problem is that it's not the true you. And at some point, he says, mostly in 40s and 50s, you become dissatisfied because you know there's a higher level that you're supposed to reach. And I have definitely reached that level the last, I would say, 5 to 10 years, this zone of genius. But because of these limiting beliefs, as he calls them, or he calls them these upper limits, I keep going back down to my level of excellence, or even my level, I think he calls it, of average, or of, you know, he goes all the way down to your zone of incompetence. I think he calls it competence. So genius, excellence, competence, and incompetence. So you're talking about four different levels. And by the way, the book is called The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks. Hendrick. Great book. Read it a few years ago. So my zone of genius is something that I don't often even admit to myself. And it's really two or three things. One of them is to make money and to be entrepreneurial, is to create revenue streams, is the whole idea of business. I am very gifted at that. And because, of course, of church and blah, 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 it's something that isn't always the easiest thing to do, but I have done it now for the last 10 years, and it's been very successful. I think I first learned or realized this about me, this entrepreneurial building of excellence, building of revenue, when I was 12 years old. I think I've told the story before. I was 12 years old. Of course, I had no money. I have nothing. You know, I'm just a young kid. But I had lived here in the States now for a year or two. And my dad had this driveway back home. And it was a rainy season. And his car wouldn't go up this driveway because it was muddy. There was no actual cement. It had fallen apart, blah, blah, blah. Well, at 12 years old, maybe I had 20 bucks in my pocket to my name that my grandma maybe had given me. I was back home and I told my dad, "Dad, let's build a driveway." My dad thought, "Well, okay, first, you don't know anything about driveways. Second, you don't have any money. Third, you're 12. But I knew that there was a problem. And I wanted to fix it. And see, this is where this zone of genius comes in for me. And so, long story short, we hired some of the poor people in the area. They call them the borrachitos. These were two or three men who would normally hang out in front of our home and needed jobs. They would drink all night, and they would be hungover, and about 1 p.m., they were ready to do something. So with my 20 bucks, and I'm sure my dad also pitched in, we hired these guys, and they worked on this driveway. I went with my dad to buy cement, the rocks that you needed. I think we did get someone who knew what the heck they were doing. I remember at the end of the project, maybe it took 3 or 4 days, I had so much fun because I grabbed some of the cement, and if you've ever done this, you then, the finishing touches, you just do it by hand. You throw some last cement dust over the whatever, and I remember, I think, even writing my name on it. It might still be there to this day. It was the first time that I realized I have this gift to see a problem and to bring people together and to create something beautiful. Now, that didn't make money per se. It wasn't a money thing, but it created jobs. It brought people together, and it built something beautiful. And that is my zone of genius. It's entrepreneurial, it's leadership development, it's healing, it's working with successful people to build something excellent and successful. And I am convinced my parents have sold the house since then, but I'm pretty sure that that driveway is still there to this day now, what, 40 years later. And so my zone of excellence, meaning that stuff that I do very well, is of course music. Is music, preaching, teaching. These are things that I do very well. Caring for people. My zone of maybe competence is, I don't know, perhaps teaching Bible studies and that kind of thing. My level of incompetence definitely is anything dealing with details. You know, we all have, I'm just writing some of these things down, incompetence, having everything lined out and systems, those are my levels of incompetence. But my level of genius is to work with greatness, is to work with the best people to create something beautiful. And then through that process of working together to heal each other, to honor each other, to sharpen each other's saws, what kills me is working strictly with people that aren't at that level. But what makes me shine is to be entrepreneurial, to build something great, to make something successful, to do something that is the best. Now, where does that come from? This is part of the training for you. How do you discover your zone of genius? It all goes back to experiences. I told you about my experience when I was 12. You have to go back and think about, okay, what are those experiences that first made me realize my zone of genius? What I do, not just excellence, not just competently or excellently or incompetently, right? But when I do this, I love this quote. He said, it makes the most amount of impact. Even though, I think he said, it's only perhaps with one or in small amounts. I love that story because sometimes I think that I get hung up on that my zone of genius has to be done with 1,000 people. Actually, I mean, you think of Jesus, his zone of genius was working with Peter, James, and John. His zone of excellence, you could say, was working with his 12. His zone of competence could be working with the masses, and zone of incompetence, I don't think he had one, but you know, maybe it was Satan that he was attacking him, and so Jesus wasn't about to go and spend time chasing Satan down. He focused on the genius of his 3 disciples, and really I think you could say the cross was his zone of genius so that he could save the world and conquer sin and death. But I love that the zone of genius isn't about something that's a flash in the pan. Music for me is a flash in the pan, meaning it's something that makes a huge impact. But my zone of genius isn't music, even though I love music and I spend a lot of time doing music. I spend a lot of time doing preaching and these streams, but my zone of genius, as I said, is to build something great, something entrepreneurial, something that deals with developing of leaders, something that deals with, especially for me, another thing is working with young leaders. Successful leaders, making successful young people, 20s and 30s, into even more successful young people through healing, conversation, training, through learning about God, through, of course, the inner life and all of the different things that I have learned through the years. I love helping young, successful, entrepreneurial, creative types, genius types, become even better. And I've done it my whole life. Some people call it discipleship. Some people call it leadership development, different names, but it's the same gift. It's the same genius. And as I said, excellence can be your greatest trap. And if I was to just do music the rest of my life, I already did music for 25 years. And if I was to continue to do music, I would not be reaching my fullest potential, which is, as I said, to build great things. Now, what is my greatest obstacle to creating great things? Well, without a doubt, what's the self-sabotage? It's fear. I'm afraid that my voice won't be heard, that I will be rejected, that I will be sent back home. And that comes from childhood trauma. Growing up as an immigrant, away from my parents, I was deported, I had no documents for many years. I lived in fear of being sent back, not being accepted, and not having the stability in my home and financially to stay in the country, to have a life. And so even at this age, with all the different skills and experiences and God's provision, any time that I want to go up to that level of excellence, or I mean of genius, I bump up against that glass ceiling that keeps me living small, that makes me become silent. And then I blame others, I get angry, I become fearful, and it's this very unhealthy cycle. So how do I break out of it? How do we break out of that? We have to get clear on our zone of genius. And I think you have to really think about the people that you need to touch. You have to think about the people. You have to think about the impact that you are not having because you're not living in your zone of genius. So for me, as I mentioned, part of the zone of genius is working with young leaders, young, successful, high achiever leaders. Now, why? Because that's who I was. Since I was a young boy, I have been that star student. Maybe you can relate to that. I have always been the best. High achiever, high school, college, master's degrees. And it's not just education. It's just how my mind works. I have always looked up. I have stars on my arm because of Psalm 8. It says, when I look at the heavens, the moon and the stars, who is man that you were mindful of him? And yet you made him just a little lower than the angels. You crowned him with majesty and power. So I believe in myself through the blood of Jesus. I see myself as a high achiever who's been healed and is healed daily of course, sin and death and fear and anxiety and all these earthly hangups, but who from day one was created for greatness. Now, why am I not experiencing right now greatness in my body, in my work, in different areas? Because I'm bumping up against these upper limits, or he calls them something beliefs, unlimiting beliefs, something like that. Upper limits and these lies, basically, I guess we would call them. These something beliefs, he calls them. These negative beliefs, basically. And for me, as I said, it's you're going to be sent back. If you speak up, you're going to be shipped away. And guess what? It almost happened when I was 18. I have had arguments with people where I have felt rejected when I spoke up. But you know what happens when you're in your zone of genius? Those experiences, even though they were very fear-filled for me, they gave me even more power to do it again next time and to not default on my true gifting. I'm in a time right now, in a season right now, where I've been bumping up against that upper limit over and over again, and I am getting ready to break through. And to be, like he calls it, honest. He talks about dating his now wife of 35 years. And he had been in these bad relationships. And he went up to her, this girl that he liked. And he said, I want a relationship that is, I need a relationship where I can be honest. And there is no blaming. And someone who is dedicated to being creative. I want an honest relationship where we all take responsibility and are dedicated, or both of us are dedicated to our creativity. That's what I want. And it says that he says that his now wife of 35 years in 10 seconds said, okay, me too, I want that too. And they've been married 35 years. It's what I have with Rochelle. But as far as my job or my profession, that is exactly what I need to do, is I need to be living from my honesty, from who I really am, not from my level of excellence or competence, but my genius. And what I really want is an excellent, powerful place where young people can be drawn, young families can be drawn, and where I can develop leaders to become even greater young people in the world today. And that includes, as far as church, a church that is high end with quality production, with amazing leadership development systems, masterminds, high media, high touch, with an incredible amount of love, and with a wonderful amount of leaders that are better than me, around me, that are developing other leaders, and developing more and more leaders, and developing more and more leaders, so that these young men and women can become influencers in the world, in media, in arts, in the church, nonprofits, health, education, entrepreneurial, and that we can also have all the money in the world available to us by creating opportunities for job creation, for entrepreneurial businesses. I would love to give loans to small business owners. I would love to see a movement of discipleship, I guess you could call it. But really, what I love is to make people great again. As I said, through healing and different partnerships and different things, to make the church the center of the world once again. I am not a nationalist. I'm not a political person. I am a church person. I want to see the church become great again. And I see it becoming nothing but that. I see it becoming angry, politicized, stuck in the past, thinking about who's not here versus thinking about who could be here. All of these things, their systems are so antiquated, all these problems that the churches have these days. And my level of genius, my zone of genius, is to create systems that liberate and that create excellence so that young people, young couples can become their true selves and can live in their own zone of genius so that they can make a difference in the world. That is what I desire. And that includes amazing production, incredible systems to develop leaders. It includes a facility that is beautiful, clean, that is creating jobs, and it includes financial freedom, where there is so much money and revenue and income that is being generated in this church, in this spiritual community, that, as I said, people can take out loans, people can work at this place as interns in different areas, and that can be free, be spiritually free, be saved, be healed, and then be excellent. First, we have to be saved. And so, to me, the process begins when people get saved. And then second is to be excellent, or to be healed, I mean. And that means that you have to then look at personality, biblical deliverance, spiritual healing, demonic influence, sins of our fathers, unholy, ungodly beliefs, emotional pain, these different systems that I've developed through a lot of mentorship and learning and prayer and spiritual deliverance that I've been through myself. And then the last one is to break through to this zone of genius, to what Rick Warren used to call your purpose-driven life. Now I call it, like Big Leap calls it, the zone of genius, that which you are created to do. And to do it together, isn't that fun? To do it in community as a family of God? One of the dreams that's more of a side dream is to develop an app or some sort of Netflix that would create content that is for people of faith. And that some of these programs and systems and video courses and all this stuff would be on some sort of streaming service for $9.99 a month. Call it Gozo TV, and that you would pay and you would get so much amazing content. But I'm not called to be a TV producer. I'm called to be a leader of leaders. And so I was talking about experiences, how to find out what your zone of genius is. When I was 18, I've always, of course, loved music. But more than that, I've always loved greatness and excellence and perfection. I don't mean to be a perfectionist. I just mean the best things in life, and to lift people, and then to have the humility to let them become greater than me. Really, it's Philippians 2. So when I was 18, I already played music for many years. I was competent, very good. I went into this group, college group, and my life, though, was not where it should be. Even though I knew Jesus and I had been a Christian since I was 9, I saw this group of maybe 200 kids worshiping in a classroom at lunchtime on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And I thought, this is what I want. This is what I need. It had music. I don't remember what said who or who said what, but I remember the music and the kids singing and the echo in the room. I went up to the guy playing and I told him, this is again who I am. I said, you know, you're not very good at this, are you? He's like, oh man, I can't stand this. I don't like doing playing and singing. I said, why don't you let me? And so we did it together for 1 or 2 weeks. I took it over. Long story short, it blew up to almost 1,000 people. We went to Long Beach State. It grew and it just became this amazing thing. And for me, yeah, music is my level of excellence. But to me, leadership is my genius. And to develop leaders, it wasn't just the music itself. It was the leadership development of skills, of assessing, of healing, of relationship building to make something great. Entrepreneurial, creative, money-making, revenue-making, improving what a building looks like, what the people are experiencing, healing especially high leaders so they can become whatever they want to become, nonprofit directors, school teachers, YouTube influencers, start their own business cutting hair, or as a nutritionist. But those young leaders, especially 20s and 30s, sometimes they, especially these days, they need mentorship. They need leadership development, guidance, tutorials. They need workshops, webinars, one-on-one conversations. And when I was that young man, and I saw that guy with the guitar, I knew that I had to do something great to improve everything around me, and I did by the grace of God. And that's what I do to this day. It was the same thing at 12, at 18, and now, and I've been doing it for 20, 30 years in church. I love the church, but I want to see it become great, not to become this average place with average vision and with just let's just kind of do whatever we can. No, I want to create a place that is making an impact in the world through top leaders. It's like a team, you know. You have baseball, basketball. You have why do some teams become champions and others don't? It's because they develop a culture. I was just watching the Miami Heat and Pat Riley, you know, who was a Laker coach and player for many years. And they talk about the Miami culture. Not everyone likes their culture because you have to work hard. That is who I am. I am one who likes to align all of the people that I work with to do greatness, or to greatness, to do something great. It's how I think. It's how God made me. It's what I've done for my whole life. I could stay in my level of excellence and focus on music and caring for people and preaching. That's all good. And I, of course, I want to do that always. But my zone of genius is to see the church become great again. Is to see the church save, heal, and send, I guess you could say, or train, or make them excellence, make them excellent. And especially to work with young people. My vision is clear. It's an amazing facility with high-end production filled with 20s and 30s, thousands of them that would go be trained, healed, saved to go impact the world in whatever way God desires. And that they would be with us for 3, 4, 10, 20 years and say that church and this guy and our team helped them become great. Become excellent, become entrepreneurial, be healed of their disease, of their spiritual diseases, to leave those terrible relationships and habits, and to become amazing. If they have doubts about their faith, they were able to realize how great Jesus is, how good Jesus is. And that's my calling. And also the entrepreneurial, revenue, financial side. I love that part. I love looking at the assets of a place, the assets both of a facility and, of course, people, and think with them, just again, like that 12-year-old kid, how can we build something amazing that makes money so that you can have a job and you can buy that house and you can get out of your parents' home and buy that apartment, or maybe if you need a loan, and most of all, how do we train you so that you can do something amazing? And how do we then make this organization, this church, not just sustainable, but thrive and be able to, as I said, provide jobs, loans, to be able to offer internships, paid internships to young people so they can learn social media, accounting, leadership development, rentals, event planning, lawn mowing, gardening, whatever a church can do, leadership, preaching, speaking, communication, all the things that a church can do. And so, but I think that, as I said, what caps me from that is fear, as I said, but I have to keep pushing against it and not be afraid. So the Bible says, and so you have to think, what is keeping you from moving to your zone of genius? Are you in your zone of excellence, competence, incompetence? Assess yourself. All of us want to be in a zone of genius. Do you think like me? Then let's come together. I have a group on Monday nights. And I love it because it's people that are just like these, like what I'm talking about, young and geniuses. They all have greatness in them. And we have a chance on Monday nights to talk about the healing, the internal healing, physical, biblical, spiritual, demonic healing. And because just because you have amazing skills and education or talents or dreams doesn't mean that Satan, of course, if anything, Satan comes against us even more powerfully because of the great impact that we could have. You have to have the humility, though, to learn to sit, quote unquote, at Jesus' feet and to be a part of this community. We have to be one. We have to all be on the same page so that we can accomplish greatness. We're running out of time. We don't have the rest of our lives. We do, but you know what I mean. We have to get going and to do something great. So I encourage you, read that book. Be a part of my mastermind. We're going to start one here in October. I think we're going to call it something about level of genius, zone of genius. How do you level up? How do you live in your zone of genius? Maybe go over that book, because I know I want that freedom, and I know you do too. So sign up by emailing me at triggerdavidtrigg.com or leave me a comment in this video. Thanks so much for being here. I'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to The David Trigg Show. Find the complete archive at davidtrigg.com or subscribe for free through the podcast app on iTunes or Stitcher on Android.
Each week, we bring you a message of joy, success, and personal power in spite of fear, anxiety, and depression. Because as we like to say, though there's pain in the night, gozo comes in the morning.